it on the ice and now I'm ready to binge. My drink is overflowing and I'm cracking a grin. Now my girl all mad because I'm free to the wind. TDT, yep, I'll be puking again. Slurred words, double vision, it's been a hell of a night. Sailor Jerry and his crew got me feeling alright. Not trying to fight unless I'm cupping the mic. But you get up in my face and you'll be feeling the mic.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. We got Jester and Jasmine back, and we have a special guest in. Jasmine has her husband, and we're going to talk about some really cool, funny shit. He's a very funny guy, and this is going to be a good show. What's up, Jasmine?
What's up, guys?
How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing pretty good. Pretty good.
Right on, right on. So, check this out. I'm going through the news feed and just kind of keeping up on what's, you know, currently out there, what's trending, the stuff like that. And I come across this article regarding Trump, right? And I know I'm going to have the segment that's called Racist Things the President Says. And this kind of doesn't fall. Well, it kind of does, kind of doesn't. Racist Things the President Says. He didn't really say anything.
It's the president. It's President Trump. Just let it be.
Right. Okay. We'll just say we'll call it from now on our outrageous president. And so apparently on Easter Sunday, there's a kid there at this, gathering that they have at the White House on the lawn. They're going to do an Easter egg hunt, this kind of, you know, that whatever.
Fucking things white people do.
Hashtag white people things. So what happens is this kid is at the front of the barricade and he has one of the Trump hats, those red hats. And he asked the president for an autograph. And so he gets this hat. He looks annoyed. He looks kind of pissed off. He signs it. And then instead of like handing it back to the kid or handing it to somebody to hand back to the kid, he just chucks it in the general direction of the kid. Like if he's going for the gold in the discus throw at the Olympics. And so then
how
you know,
they pop fucking babies out in China. But like fucking, you know, you know when you fucking go to a hockey game and they have like that fucking gun and they sub fucking t-shirt up in there. Imagine a fucking tool like that in China, except they fucking pop babies out.
Isn't that called a vagina? In China?
Yeah, it's got the reflexes of one.
I have the reflexes of one?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, there you go, guys.
Pretty sure we'd pop an egg in you. We could hit the wall with it.
Oh, shit.
You heard it here first.
Look at that, guys. My husband is vouching for me.
Is that yellow fever, man?
That's called supportive.
There you
supportive
go.
Supportive marriage.
That's called one of the reasons we're still together.
Hey, man, whatever works. There's a lot of people that didn't make it that far.
Right?
So, after that happens, then he goes back and they're doing the national anthem, and his son puts his hand over his heart. Melania puts her hand over her heart. Trump's just standing there grinning like an idiot. And Melania has to nudge him and kind of look down at her hand, and then he gets it. Oh yeah, I'm supposed to have my right hand over my heart, and that's, you know, that's that during the national anthem, and that's our president.
And look at that, guys! The immigrant is teaching an American to be fucking patriotic.
Right. So, one of the reasons that Jasmine's husband came on is we were asking her a bunch of questions about her open marriage and that she had talked about on episode one, and we kind of talked about it a little bit in episode 420. So I'm glad he's here. So instead of us having to badger her with questions about your side, we wanted to just talk to you and get your side of the story and, like, I guess your perspective, because most of the time that I've heard open marriages and discussion about open marriages, it's generally from the woman's perspective. So I think it would be great to get the other side of the story. There's always two sides, so we figured, come on.
There's always three sides. There's her side, my side, and then what's right.
And if you're a married,
fucking same.
And if you're a married man, you understand that that side is never the side that you're on.
It's the dark side.
Right.
Come all over her face.
That's Tuesday.
I don't mind.
So
yeah, I mean, really, honestly, mm-hmm. I gotta say, out of like 8, 9 going on 10 years this
year. We're going on 10 years, yeah.
10 years being married. This has gotta be like the best decision we've ever made. I mean, this is better than trying like rough anal sex, good. So.
Oh wow.
Bite down on this, I'm going in dry.
Exactly.
I think we've all been there at some point.
Get the pillow, bitch. I'll pull it back.
But, hey, you can always spit on it.
No, that's a substitute for lube. We're segueing into that later.
Okay. Save the good stuff for later.
But, you know, honestly, I mean, we had always kind of tossed the idea around.
We have.
You know, I mean, not like I wasn't already getting in trouble as it was.
He was.
You know, but, I mean, like...
He likes to look.
Oh, I love the look.
Yeah.
I like to get in a test drive, too. I'm just not buying the thing. But, you know, we'd hit rough patches, you know, we'd come in and out of them or whatever, and it's just your standard relationship. But, I mean, at what concept is monogamy truly a human trait? You know, it's not. The monogamy is a Christian foundation. So, I looked at it, and I couldn't think that, given the opportunity to do something that I wouldn't do it, that... If she had the same opportunity, could I be mad at her? You know?
Right.
So, in the last, you know, couple days before we finally decided to, you know, say fuck it and open our marriage, these thoughts really came across and, you know, it's... By agreeing to the foundation of monogamy, I'm denying myself pleasure. You know, it's... Almost like
why would you do that?
Yeah, exactly. It's like masturbating without letting yourself come. You know, fuck that shit. So
there's no real point. It's just exercise at that point.
Exactly. And isn't that what marriage becomes if you're monogamous? Is just an exercise and fucking insanity? I mean, it. So to get into how it just, I guess she'd already. Kind of started to develop something with Jake, and you know, I could tell it was there, and I didn't want to be that asshole and continue to just make it something about talk, you know. Something mm-hmm. I grew up in my family is, you know, shit or get off the pot.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have to be nervous about approaching her because now she's approaching me about it. So we talked about it for about 3 or 4 days before, you know, we finally just said fuck it. We set our ground rules. And you know, I think that's really what keeps our relationship, is the ground rules, you know? I mean, as long as we both abide by them, we can still maintain our relationship, you know? Right. I go out, I do what I want, who I want, when I want. She does the same thing, but I don't have to worry about the jealousy anymore. I don't have to worry about... You know, fuck, she looked at my phone and saw I was talking to a girl, now I gotta come up with some bullshit lie to justify this shit. You know, I could actually look at her and go, hey, hon, I'm gonna go fuck this Tuesday morning.
All the bullshit fucking lies, guys.
Hey, I'm a guy, fuck it, I'll admit it, I got busted, and she was a great woman for sticking with me.
But, God.
You know, I mean, I will say this, though.
For real, though, I was like, cut the fucking bullshit. What the fuck is going on? I was like,
Buster.
Do you want to fuck other people? No.
Why okay, the fuck do you do this shit? I was practicing an exercise of futility. I was masturbating without coming. I mean, it just... in all aspects, when I get to participate in it, I say it like it's a fucking sport. I mean, it might as well be, but... You know, there's
cardio.
A stigma
well,
behind
you're
it.
You're fucking
like,
packing, baby. It might have been fucking...
It might be a sport.
A sport.
Big game hunting?
Okay, so... It, there's a stigma behind, and you know, the American generation these
like
days
a fucking
has a
javelin.
Whole bit. It's not a javelin; it's a fucking goddamn battering ram. But anyways, Jake may have been a javelin. I'm sure he's fucking
oh God!
Look, they call me Coke Can. All right, I may even not be fucking 10 inches tall, but damn if I won't hit the sides.
It won't touch but, bottom, but it's gonna stretch the shit out of the sides.
That's
right.
Why Jake always had to fucking go in first, because if he went in second, he's not gonna feel shit.
Hell no.
Weenie down the hallway. But you know what? Like I said in episode one, it come 2 a.m. and you're drunk and fucking horny. You're gonna chuck that weenie down that hallway as hard as you fucking can.
Yeah, but no. There's a difference between chucking that like weenie down that hallway and then launching it into like the stratosphere. Okay, and trust me, I've been the sloppy second, and it felt like I was first. All right. Let's just be honest with that. Now, this is it all games and fun? Like, is it all fun and games? No, not really, because there's a stigma with men. And it's a lot of men will say they're in an open relationship just to have that external affair. So, I'm always open with any potential partner, because fuck it, I don't need that drama in my life.
Right.
And I lose more than I get to keep because of the simple fact that I am, yes, married in an open relationship. Because a lot of them think that I'm cheating. You know, and I go, fuck it. You know, here's my number. Do you want me to call you later when my wife's around? You can talk to her yourself.
Right.
You know, but it's still, it's that hesitation. You know what I mean? It's, have I got one or two that'll look past it? Yeah. Have I gotten more yeses than noes beforehand and then more noes than yeses after? Most definitely. But, like I said, in the long run...
Does it turn him on that I'm fucking other guys?
Oh, fuck yes. Because you know why? I still win. You know why? Because she sleeps in my fucking bed.
Right.
Now that's hierarchical, though.
No, well, so here...
I'm trying to, like...
It's got
to
be hierarchical.
Is it hierarchy
is in this family? There has to be hierarchy.
Hierarchy.
Hyrule for the win.
So no, and I think he brings up a good point. There's a lot of like misconception in, you know, with talking about the open marriage that it's in some way, shape, or form because somebody's cheating or somebody's unhappy or there's no trust there. And you know what? From everybody that I've talked to that's been in these open marriages, it's not the thing of it, we're doing it to save a marriage, not the ones that are still in a relationship after doing this anyways. It's that there is absolute trust there that this is just a physical thing and it's just for sex. And it's not so, while the polyamorous people aside, you know, just straight open marriage, just like looking for sex or swingers, you know, stuff like that. And it's not.
Well, you brought up a word and I kind of got to define this and kind of break it back down. I mean,
okay.
You've got poly people, all right? You've got two kinds of poly people. You've got polysexual and polyamorous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You've got the polysexual people that just want to go out there and fuck everything they can fuck like two rabid dogs, you know what I mean?
Right.
And you got the polyamorous friends. Alright? And that's where you kind of really get into what the true technical definition of a friend with benefits is. You know, I want to be there, I want to be your friend, but at the same time, that's exactly where it's going to stop is that friend stage.
Well, you can develop different types of relationships being polyamorous, so you can pretty much fill an emotional side or a romantic side or an intellectual side or a sexual side or what have you.
Well, you can't do the sexual side strictly.
You, no,
I mean, that's
you
polysexual.
Can't. No, but not strictly, but you're filling it with different people is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Like,
so,
what are the greatest
essentially
memes?
That's what I am.
You know, you get the meme, you've seen it float around social media a lot, you know, it's like, before you get married, you gotta find a woman that cooks. You gotta find a woman that cleans. You got a woman that fucks great. You gotta have a woman that's there for you emotionally.
You gotta be Jasmine Rice.
But you got to make sure they never meet, more importantly. You got to make sure those four never come together.
You were supposed to be, like, yeah, you do have to meet Jasmine Wright.
You're insane.
Why?
No, I'm just making the statement. You're insane.
Okay.
That's what makes
you
so good.
You're the one that fucks great.
Oh, okay, thank you.
You know?
I am, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, better than the Mojave chick that I tried to hook up with, but... Yo, I swear to God, like, that is the worst fucking woman I've ever tried to get with. And
awkward
not because...
moments of dating. Guys.
I was just about to ask. Okay, so.
More like awkward moments of hooking up.
All right, so here comes the question. What is the most awkward moment in like, dating history for you in since you started the open marriage?
Oh, God.
Oh man,
the fact
that
I
good.
Work with Jake.
Oh yeah, that is.
Now that doesn't even make it more. Let's make it even more awkward
All
than
right.
that. By Jasmine's own confession, the first time that he went down on her and you know went further south than just eating her out
mm-hmm.
was I had fucked her. Anally in the shower and came in her before she went over and
okay
went with
guys
him.
In other words we had anal sex shower
uh-huh
I came in her ass
he came in my ass uh-huh. and then I went over to Jake's house
and he ate, proceeded to eat her ass unknowingly. Now, I have to look at this dude every fucking day and not tell him that he's licked my wife's asshole while it was full of my nut.
I'm sorry. No, I'm not.
So what are
sorry,
you doing for lunch, Jake? You want a
not
Twinkie?
My fault you went further south than you wanted to, but I mean...
No, he wanted to.
Well, I can't help the Oakland booty, you know?
Yeah. But as far as, like, me personally... Just mm-hmm. in my own experiences and going out and other women and other, you know, situations.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of fall back to reference to the camel. Beautiful young lady. Big tits, fat ass, nice thick fucking thighs. We're sitting there, we're playing around.
Not
like,
Jasmine Rice.
Not Jasmine. Not Jasmine, all right?
Not Jasmine.
As we're playing around, she's so fucking wet. She, like... Juices are going down to her fucking thigh, you know, and I'm like, alright, fuck it, I'm gonna get some. I turn her ass over her fucking doggy and I go to shove the shit in. She's fucking dry like that.
That's always a bad time.
Well,
for them.
She was like, well, this is, so we went back to playing and sure enough it went right back to, you know, dripping down the thigh, fucking went to go fuck and fuck, you know, I'm dry again. At this point in time, I'm like, fuck it, two strikes, I'm done. I could be at home eating popcorn. I could go watch XXX and get a better nut than this. Jesus fucking Christ.
So he sends her a fucking picture by a text, and what did you send her?
Oh, she sends me a text
mm-hmm.
all of maybe 3 days later, you know, telling me that it's okay if I want to apologize and I could try again.
What?
I'm like, if I want to apologize, I'd rather apologize to, you know, my fucking dick for trying to cram it in. I turned around and took a picture of sand dunes and sent it to her. Just a quick reminder of what I felt. Because I was hard. You failed on your half. So.
Yep, it's teamwork. You gotta do your part.
Yeah, I got it hard. Your job was to get it wet.
Well, this one's not used to a Sahara Desert. He's used
fuck
to
no.
a fucking Niagara Falls.
Fuck Niagara Falls. That's just the Amazon River, all right? That shit flows free. Yeah, look. The best pussy is on the craziest bitches, and this woman is the craziest woman I know, so.
Oh, God.
Let's just put it that way.
I'm pretty fucking cray cray.
Yeah, we know.
Don't ever tell me around again.
Crazy.
Yeah, somebody forgot to take their sober pills.
So, anyways,
this is the same woman that threw a piss fit and broke her own tablet. Her tablet, not mine, hers.
Oh, fuck.
Because she was mad.
And then I started crying.
Because she broke her tablet.
Hormones.
There were no moans. Just a psycho trip.
Just a psycho trip?
Yeah.
Oh, God, thanks.
But I'll say, you know, honestly, is it what I thought it would be as an open relationship? Yes, it's exactly what I thought it would be. I knew what the troubles were, what they were going to be, and how to get past them, at least on my end. Now, as a couple, and in the very beginning, it seemed like there was a little bit of animosity towards them, but that's just because the communication wasn't as clear as it needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
To say it simply, you know, I would say one thing and it'd be misconstrued as something else.
Well, speaking of the Sahara Desert, then if you were to have substituted anyways with, like, spit, then...
That shit would have sucked it dry.
Okay, well then, what would you substitute lube for then, guys?
Coconut oil, believe it or not.
Okay. What about you, really Jester? Great.
If she's on her period, ketchup.
Dude, so speaking of, like, on a period, you know, get away from... Your little soft cups actually work great for period sex.
Oh, my God. Really? We're going to get there?
But, I mean, period is a substitute for lube for some people, I guess. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. I really don't intend on it smelling like fucking change, you know? Like...
I love the smell of wet pennies.
Yeah, that's pretty gross. I don't know if I could get down on that.
I mean, yeah, spit, coconut oil.
I'd rather just have shower sex.
Yeah, water.
God, baby oil.
Yeah. Massage oil.
Actually, I know this sounds really, really fucking disgusting, but mayonnaise. The day that I actually lost my anal virginity, we didn't have any lube. So he totally used, like, lotion. That was my first fucking time. I can imagine
that would create a nice little burning sensation.
Dude, I couldn't fucking walk for days, man. Yo,
my first anal experience was actually in the beach, and it was accidental.
I thought that was your fucking first anal experience.
My first full anal experience, not the fucking change lanes without turning signals, you know?
Wait a second, what? This is the first fucking time after 9 years of marriage. I totally thought I fucking took your...
You did, sharing. Intentionally. I mean, it's not like you...
Wait a second, I drugged you.
Yeah, you did drug me.
Okay, well, wait. Are you... So you're saying you tried to plug a girl that...
I didn't try to plug her. What I'm telling you is I had her fucking knees on my elbows. We're, like, fucking chest deep in water. She came up too high once and went back down. I ended up popping it in her ass, and she freaked out because she had a saltwater enema for free.
Oh, so. Okay.
So it sounds like you did her a favor.
It was just a tip.
Sweetheart.
What?
Just a tip is more than enough.
It's more than enough for the saltwater enema.
More than enough to keep her from walking right for 2 days.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Let's view it. Come on.
Let's see. Other except, I guess soy oil.
Fucking Crisco.
Crisco. Bacon grease.
Bacon grease? Really? You've got to be a real fucking Pam. I mean, I did say fucking Crisco.
I mean, Pam. It's a non-stick spray. Just don't get the bacon kind because that's got flour in it.
No need for any more yeast in there than there might already be.
Yeah, right? You don't
fucking
need
Jester, muffins. You're Mexican. Are you gonna fucking put some lard up in there?
No, well, you said grease, so it's the same shit.
Yeah. Butter, I guess.
Oh, God. For all margarine. The southern people.
Oh, yeah, y'all. It's made with Jan Annie Ann special butter. Woo!
Mayonnaise.
It tastes a little shitty, but...
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. Mayonnaise. Just some hot sauce.
Mayonnaise if you're in a, really at a picnic and in a pinch.
Just sprinkle a little shot of fucking tequila and salt on there, too, while you're at it.
Some Miracle Whip.
Canola oil for the people with heart problems.
Grapeseed oil if you want to be healthy.
No, that's olive oil, honey.
Olive oil?
Yeah.
For the Italians?
They go all the way, right?
Oh, God. We gotta think about something else. Mustard. You fucking said Miracle Whip.
Yeah, I was thinking about shit.
Fucking, you know, you're at the family barbecue. And...
How come no one fucking said petroleum jelly?
True. Vaseline.
Vaseline. Petroleum jelly. Mm. Dude, we had a chinchilla at some point in our life.
Rest oh, God, peace. This is fucking great.
Okay, he was a boy. Mm-hmm. And we did not know.
Hashtag chinchilla penis.
We did not know that they actually pop boners. Well, this motherfucker had a boner all the way up to his fucking chest. And it was stuck.
It wouldn't go down.
It wouldn't go down. And I researched this shit, right? Mm-hmm. And it said we had to get it out, apparently, because chinchilla fur is so, like, dense.
It makes hair rings.
It makes hair rings, and it wraps around the chinchilla penis. And it keeps it from going down. It keeps the boner from fucking going down.
So I had to remove hair.
Since it keeps it from going down, all that blood flow can fucking kill him. So I was like fucking there freaking out. And I was like, hey, you need to fucking like get this shit out of him because he's going to fucking die. And so we had to go buy some fucking Vaseline.
And a pair of tweezers.
And a pair of fucking tweezers. No, not a tweezers. Not a pair of tweezers. You had to get silicone gloves.
Yeah, because I was removing a fucking hair ring off the mandingo of rodents.
So he had on silicone gloves, and he was...
Latex.
Latex gloves, and he had to fucking stroke the fucking chinchilla cock and get the fucking hair ring out while I was holding him. He was trying to get me to do it, and I was like, I can't do it. He's like a son to me. And he was like, what the fuck do you think I am? And I was like, you look like someone who would fucking need to do it because I'm not going to fucking do it. He's like a son to me.
See, this is the crazy shit I'm talking about.
And he was like, fuck. All right. And I was like, okay, so you're gonna fucking hold him. And he was like, no, you have to fucking hold him. And I was like, so okay, I fucking held him. And he fucking just, like, took it out.
And she cried the whole time.
And I was just like, oh my God. And then I researched it even more. And they said that it's a recurring thing. So not only did we have to fucking do it that one time, we have to do it every time it ever fucking happens.
And by we, she means you, right?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Just like all the other fun shit in the house, like cleaning.
Oh, whatever. Fuck you.
Maybe after this.
Well, not yeah.
All right, radio time.
Are you gonna do the podcast again?
Yeah.
He's having fun, guys.
So going back to the open marriages and some of the crazy texts that you guys get, you were telling me about one earlier. I think you should tell everybody because that shit was hilarious.
All right, I will tell you about it. So I met this guy. We exchanged numbers or whatever. We talked and everything, but I'm really not attracted to him whatsoever because he's just not attractive. But anyways, I kept him on my contacts because he sends me, like, these really fucking hilarious, thirsty-ass fucking text messages when he's drunk. Mm-hmm. And I call him sometimes because he's just really fucking hilarious. Well, one day, he texts me in the morning and was pretty much telling me that he wants to go over to my work and dress up as, like, a mailman or something with a package and then lead him to like the exit or something, or like go over to the fucking conference room and like make out and like fucking fuck. And I'm like, I'm not gonna fucking do that.
This is like one of those kids that have watched too much porn. Mm-hmm. You know, they think that you're gonna order this and some fucking hot chick with big tits is gonna show up and just start stroking you off the batch going wow in the background.
Right.
Yeah, so anyways, he's like, I'll deliver a package to the bathroom, then you show me the used conference room. I mean, none of this really fucking makes sense because he's so drunk. And then apparently he was going to bring his fucking service dog and pretend like he was a blind person, and then I can show him the exit or some shit. And I'm like, I work for a fucking glass building. You'd have to be a complete fucking idiot to not know where a fucking exit is where I work. Like, it's not gonna fucking work. You know? Hey, turn that down. And then, anyways, he's like, look, I have a 7.2 inch of length. I used to say a DVD box, but those are obsolete, just like my D skills, is what he said. And I'm just a Mario power-up, kind of a cute extra life, but I know you don't need me. I'm just hoping you get me before I drop.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. He just does not make any sort of fucking sense. He's like, I just told my dog to yoga flame my friend in the face. Guess what happened next?
Nothing. Because you suck.
I don't fucking understand this dude. He's just really fucking weird.
I mean, you deal with a lot of this shit on, like, both aspects, man. You get the people that are trying to, like, catfish and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, funny story. I was trying to send the softest pictures of my penis, but it got excited. That's why you ended up with poking boxer pics. And oh my god, his penis looks dilapidated, guys. He sent me a picture of himself trying to get into a Batman suit. It's so odd. And he goes, I have the facial features and cleavage of an early Victorian. Like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
I but told you.
He's texting me, and he's, like, drunk emotional and everything, and I keep him because it's just fucking hilarious, but I don't understand. Like, is it just women who completely fuck up guys and they get like this, or what? I mean, I guess that goes to both men and women, you know? God.
I think that was a picture that you showed me earlier, and it kind of looked like a fat lesbian trying to squeeze into a Batman suit.
Speaking of which, I talked to Herpes Guy again not too long ago, and he was just talking and talking about how he feels so... what's the word for it?
Dirty.
Kind of deprived because he's having a hard time dating and this and that. I'm like...
You have herpes!
Well, you know, quit your fucking bitching. Like, you're making it seem like you're a fucking sex addict because you just need sex. How about maybe try to have some sort of emotional connection or intellectual connection first with a person
and go about it?
To which it required a paragraph-long explanation, and like Cookie said... What the fuck? Just say, I have herpes. I get it. You don't need to explain.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. I feel kind of bad.
That he has herpes or that he's deprived?
You know?
I mean, at that point in time, the only thing you can do is, I mean, stay with herpes-positive people, but it makes dating more difficult. Don't get me wrong. I do kind of feel bad
absolutely.
For him. But, I mean, sex in itself is a natural necessity. I mean, he's not wrong in saying that he needs sex.
I don't think it's a human, like, necessity, though. I mean, that's why there's, you know, asexuals and fucking celibate people, and they're still fucking alive, so I don't think...
And they're the saddest people you'll ever fucking meet.
How do you know that?
Because most of them work for the fucking church. Only God can save me.
Oh, here we go.
And not even all of them are celibate.
Non-political correct.
Fuck political correctness. I'd rather be loved for being the greatest... I'd rather be hated for being the greatest asshole you'll ever meet than loved for being the biggest liar you'll ever know.
Well, he's a very big asshole, guys.
Well, then the president's giving you some stiff competition.
But it just shows money buys fucking everything.
We need to just fucking hash this out on the bedroom, all this politics talk.
Yeah. I mean, shit. It's honestly.
I mean, that's
stars.
Pretty much what fucking everybody else in the White House seemed to have been doing. Hashing it out in the fucking Oval Office.
No, that was Clinton.
I know.
He's too busy getting his dick sucked.
Well, that's pretty much all the... I'm really not a political person whatsoever. I'm technically not an American, so.
Me Chinese, me no tricks. Oh, shit.
I'm not Chinese. Maybe I'm Chinese. I could be Chinese. I could be Vietnamese. I could be whatever Asian he wants me to be every night.
Hey, yellow fever, baby. That's all that matters.
That's true.
Oh shit, she might pass as a Latina if I pull her hair back and put a red bandana on there.
Possibly. I've seen a lot of people that look Asian and they're not. They're Mexican and they didn't speak a word of English.
Well, I mean, technically she is a Mexican of the Asian culture.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's true. Go. Filipino.
I mean, Spain just totally raped her country, so.
That is true.
So she is the Mexican Asian.
Spaniard.
Right, there you go.
That is part of my ancestry, though, so I don't know if I should be talking shit.
Mexican Asian.
You should write a song about that.
What?
You should write a song.
Look at Olympia, man. It's like an overcooked fucking enchilada.
That's probably where I got the booty from, though. It's from the fucking people that invaded my country.
I'll tell you what, I'll be the Spaniards and you be your country later.
You're gonna colonize my ass?
Yeah. It's the population.
You're gonna hop on my islands?
No, that sounds like a herpes joke. I'm like, adding up!
Yeah, no plane connect the dots.
Oh, God!
Yeah, no plane connect the dots tonight.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's gonna be. We're gonna play Command and Conquer later. I'm gonna command you to bend over and conquer that ass.
Oh god!
Y'all just do a segment on fucking perverted video game names.
Done.
Perverted video games. How about we start now? Let's go.
Command and Conquer.
Command and Conquer.
Yeah. Serious.
Or how about who would you rather? Let's do Gamer Edition. Who'd you rather, Lara Croft or Princess Peach?
Croft. Peach is retarded. She always keeps getting caught by the same fucking criminal.
Yeah, I'm going with Croft.
Yeah. All right, your turn. Your turn to ask.
Samus.
From Metroid. Okay.
Yeah.
That's already. I'm already down for Samus.
Samus or Zelda?
Samus, man. That Zero suit? Mmm.
Samus.
Yeah, there we
exactly.
go.
Exactly. Your turn.
Okay.
You can do male ones, too. I mean, after all, I am a fucking girl.
Good for you. But I'm not looking at the guy. But I'm not looking at the guy characters though.
That's true.
How about this? Who's the main guy from Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six?
That one dude with the gun.
Yeah. Here you go, hon. Marcus Phoenix or Dominic Santiago?
Ah, Marcus Phoenix, man, all the way. Man. Gears of War, Marcus Phoenix.
How about Chun-Li or Cammy from Street Fighter?
Ooh, Cammy.
I'm going Chun-Li.
Your yellow fever's kicking
damn
in.
Damn right it is.
That's I say Cammy. Funny.
All right, if we're going with male characters here, Zangief or Guile?
Guile.
Jean-Claude
Van
Damme.
I know you look like Zangief, baby. I really do. But Guile's just really fucking sexy. Even if. Oh, but now you're throwing me. Because. Wait a second. It's because Zangief has, like, this really nice beard, though, but he's just really fucking big. And I'm really fucking small.
And Guile's not. Guile's the only person in the game as big as Zangief.
No.
And plus, Zangief's total jock.
He's way fucking.
Guile's better. Total jock. I'm sorry.
I think I'm more of a Ryu fan, actually.
A little Asian penis.
Oh God! Why you gotta talk about my ancestors like that?
I fucked a few times and punched and kicked me.
Hey, you know what? My dad made 7 children. Okay, so there's got to be something.
It's because there was nothing else to do.
You don't got TV. Right, you don't know radio. What the fuck else you gonna do?
Either work the rice paddies or your mom's patty. He decided to work your mom's patty.
Hey, my mom.
Uh huh.
Yo, don't fucking talk about my mom.
Yo, I'm sorry, but for a woman of her age, alright? I would
start
totally
talking about my mom.
I would bend her mom over the fucking rice paddy and give it to her, okay?
Oh,
I'm sorry. 80 years old and I would still fuck this broad. Like,
You are so disgusting.
She was a wet nurse to Jesus Christ, all right? And I would still fuck her.
This is terrible.
I'm sorry. She does not look like she's fucking 80. I'll give her late 50s. At the worst.
Yeah, that is true. Actually, as a matter of fact, she was bragging to me because, you know, the moment she turned into a senior citizen, she was boarding into, a flight, and they stopped her, you know, since they board usually senior citizens first or whatever, you know, out of respect, I guess, or whatever.
No, it's because they're old and they don't want everybody else in the line to fuck away for them.
All right, well, anyways, so she got stopped because they said that, you know, she wasn't a senior citizen, and she was just bragging about it, and she was just like, hey, you know, they stopped me over at the airport, and I was like, what? Yeah, because they thought that I was very young, you know, and I'm like, yeah, Mom.
Yeah, look, sure. I love her mom to death for the mere simple fact that we went to, what was the name of that restaurant?
I don't know.
It was a Filipino joint. And I walked in, and I'm like, damn, I'm the only white person in here. And Jasmine over here looks at me and goes, oh, you're being so fucking racist. And blah, blah, she starts with shit.
I'm like,
all right, fine, fuck it. I'm going to go sit outside, and I'm just going to sit outside while y'all fucking eat. I'm just going to sit, you know.
He was being fucking emo.
So, yeah, I was being totally emo, but it played out to my benefit, because 5 minutes later, Jasmine comes out with this pissed off look on her face going, my mother said I needed to apologize to you. She goes, and Jasmine, you need to be nicer to him. He was making a joke. And I'm like, yes.
Score.
For the win.
My mom.
Yeah.
I can't believe you fucking talked about my mom.
Sorry, I told you day one after I met your mom I'd fuck your mom.
Oh my god.
Just like every other one of your boyfriends.
Well, at least I have that reassurance that maybe, you know, 3 years down the road that I'd still hopefully look as good as my mom does at her age.
Yeah, well, by the time we're that old, my dick won't work anymore, so I ain't going to be worried about it. Viagra ain't going to do shit except for keep my heart beating.
Oh, my God.
How are you going to drug him then?
Yesterday, it's really funny because I went on an Uber ride from work, and this guy, you know, my Uber driver, he was, like, really young or whatever. We get to talking, and I had just, like, hit a one-hitter, you know, right after work, and I put it in my purse and everything, and I was afraid it's going to smell danky, so I talked to him, and I was like, hey, dude, don't mean to, like, turn you off or whatever, but you look like you'd be cool about it, but I know it probably smells pretty danky right now. And he was like, yeah, you're right, da-da-da, and we get to talking about, like, smoking this and that or whatever. And, like, as soon as I got off or whatnot, and he was like, you should totally fucking hit me up, man. You seem like a cool chick. And I was like, you're 21 years old. And he was like, yeah, so? And he was like, how old are you? And I'm like, how old do you think I am?
But
and he was
brings
like,
up the fact that, like, the other day you were talking about, like, when men and women hit their sexual prime. He was in his fucking sexual prime,
okay,
though.
Listen, but he told me that I look 24. I'm 32.
Okay, well, give the 21-year-old a chance. That dude's got the stamina of a fucking jackrabbit, all right? The only thing I got of a jackrabbit right now is the fucking body hair.
Oh, my God. So he's like, now, you know, here he is. He's, like, trying to do this and tell me, be the cougar.
Be the cougar. Be the kitty kitty. Go meow.
He's so supportive of this whole entire thing. It's funny.
Why? Because 9 out of 10 times when she's out at another guy's house, I get to be peace and quiet at the house. That's like benefit number 2.
He gets to
actually,
work.
Actually, that's benefit number 1. Benefit number 2 is being able to go out and get some random, okay? The main benefit of it is having the house myself for 2-3 hours at a time while she's out getting dicked down, all right?
I need a fucking trophy after this fucking podcast. Jesus Christ. I need a fucking
goddamn
trophy.
Goddamn, for you.
I deserve a fucking trophy for bringing him on this show.
I'll give her a participation trophy. She can't get it first place.
Fuck you. Because I never would have thought that I would actually bring him onto the show, because I was like, oh man, now I would get to fucking, like, you know, I'm going to have to, like, censor some shit and, like, not talk about some shit or whatever. But really, though, I mean, We fucking talk shit to each other. It's fucking funny as fuck, but that's just how we are.
No,
it is what it is.
No, it's good though, because there's a lot of people that are like so uptight that they can't make like half the jokes that you guys were able to make and be cool with it. You know what I mean? Like I've seen a lot of people get, you know, really fucking offended at, you know, stupid shit that's, you know, was meant as a joke or was actually funny, but then, you know, like it just wasn't, it didn't end well, and it sucks though. And it goes back to what I was saying, you know, in the earlier episodes, is that you know, anything is funny if you try hard enough, and or if you have an open enough mind, or you know, it just. And I think,
but see, there's so many ifs these days. I can't mm-hmm. crack a black joke without being racist, just like I can't crack an Asian joke without being racist. I can't crack a joke about women without being sexist. I can't crack a dead baby joke because then all of a sudden I'm just fucking insane. There's always going to be something out there that no matter what you do or say, there's going to be somebody to oppose it. And, I mean, especially in situations like this, where your entire, I don't know, your,
Hello.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the word here. Your entire livelihood, your entire ability to continue doing this, your entire ability to be able to spread your word, talk to people, you know, depends on satisfying the need of a mass. Now, you're going to get that mass. You're going to get the swingers. You're going to get the open relationships. You're going to get the potheads. You're going to get the independents. But then there's always going to be somebody that's got to sit there and put their foot down and be like, you can't say that because it's not this or it's not that, and promoting the use of this and that is going to lead to this and that.
Would be me.
That's her all day long.
And in
why do women wear white when they get married? What? So the dishwasher matches the rest of the appliances? You know, I can't say that without being a sexist. But I love it. She wore white on her wedding day, and I don't do dishes. Actually, she wore black.
What are we talking about?
Our wedding day looked like a fucking funeral, all right?
Actually.
The death of a free man.
Because from that moment on, I started dying inside just a little bit every day.
Every fucking day, I die a little more inside. But, I mean, it's just, you can't, to be able to, like, open up and say that, that would be what would truly make America free. When my right to say whatever the fuck I want to say, regardless of whoever it pisses off, is just as defended as a fucking pansy's right to be fucking offended is. And I mean, those are words that are getting thrown around way too much these days. Oh, I'm offended. I'm offended. You can't do that. I'm offended. Like, no, fuck you. Be offended, grow a fucking parrot, and get the fuck over it.
Exactly. You know? Exactly, and and there's a lot of that shit on social media, and it's just like, okay, this is my fucking wall. If you don't like it, don't look at it. Like, you know, if there's it's the same principle. It's kind of like common sense. It's the same principle as if there's a show on TV that you don't want to see, you don't just sit there and watch it anyways. You change the fucking channel. There's something on the radio that you don't like hearing, you change the station. It's just like, you don't like what I have to say, scroll the fuck on. Like, don't stop and bitch about it. Like, why? What's the point?
I mean, you've obviously got enough dedication into whatever you're trying to hate that you have some sort of passion for it.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it just... Don't hate, love. Support your neighbor, even if he's an asshole and fucks your wife.
Wow!
With the surprise feeling.
Well, I mean, Jake, I mean, I still got to work with Jake, so, I mean, it is what it is.
But... Jake gave you your fucking job, too. It's funny.
Yeah, he did. Just like I gave him an ass full of cum to eat.
So, I don't know, but that sounds like it makes it even.
Yeah, just about. I mean, fuck. I mean, just... Honestly, man, like, listening to you guys, I think you're all going to end up tailoring more to, like, people in the restaurant industry and the late-night stoners and the bargoers and shit like that, man, just because in the industry for so long, you lose all filters, you know, no fucks given type shit.
Right, right.
You know? And it's the greatest, like, once I stopped giving a fuck about what other people said, I mean, it became the greatest thing in the world. I'm non-monogamous. My wife fucks who she wants. I fuck who I want. I'm atheist. I can say fuck your God, and ham, salami, bacon.
Same here. Food is our religion.
Food is my religion. I'll take a cheeseburger over a Bible any day.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in. Remember, we have an email that you can send your dick pics to.
That's,
with a Snapchat filter.
Right. Has to have
beamscast@gmail.com, right?
Right. All right. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. We got another episode coming out next week. Thanks to Jasmine's husband for being in studio with us and doing the show. It was fun having you on. So don't forget to follow us on Facebook. We have Rice and Beans Podcast. It has its own page, and we're going to be posting up the episodes there, the current week's episode. And go ahead and leave your feedback. Let us know what you guys think. And again, any ideas that you want to hear on the show, go ahead and let them flow, and let us know what you want to hear. All right, so until next time, take a toke and watch all your worries go up in smoke. Catch you later.